This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police in New Zealand say at least five people have died after a volcano erupted off the east coast of the country. Deputy Police Commissioner John Tim says at this point they can't launch a rescue effort.
At this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island. The island is currently covered in ash and volcanic material. We are taking expert advice with regards to the safety of any rescue attempt.
He says less than 50 people were on the island when the volcano erupted. Gerald Nadler, the leader of the House of Representatives Committee weighing articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump, says there is a rock-solid case against the U.S. leader. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
But anybody who is looking for a smoking gun should look directly at the President of the United States. He is the smoking gun.
Republican Matt Gaetz disagreed.
I think it was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's UN ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is now off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea says it carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site over the weekend. For more news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of protesters packed the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday to mark 6 months of the anti-government movement. Protesters are calling for strikes across the city on Monday. China's assistant commerce minister says Beijing hopes it can reach a trade agreement with the United States that satisfies both sides as soon as possible. China and the United States are negotiating a so-called Phase One deal aimed at de-escalating the current trade war. A fire erupted Monday in the same Indian factory where a deadly blaze erupted the day before. It was not immediately clear if people were injured in the new fire. 43 people were killed in a fire in the building Sunday, the worst fire in New Delhi in over two decades. FBI officials say they're trying to determine a motive for Friday's shooting at a Florida naval base that left the gunman and three others dead. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rohouse says investigators are working under the presumption the shooting was an act of terrorism.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
Rohouse says it's not known whether the gunman, who was from Saudi Arabia, acted alone. A U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly tells the AP investigators believe the gunman made social media posts in which he talked about U.S. support for Israel and claimed Americans are anti-Muslim. I'm Mike Hempen.
Samoa says its death toll from measles has risen to 68. The health ministry confirms more than 4,500 cases of the disease. Most of the victims have been young children. Abigail Trewin is with the Australian Medical Assistance Team.
The hospital is still incredibly busy. There's a large number of patients here and still of a very high level of sickness.
The South Pacific Island has declared a state of emergency, closing all schools and banning children from public gatherings. A childhood icon has died. Carol Spinney, the man who created Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch for Sesame Street, has died at the age of 85. AP's Margie Sarzaletta takes a look at his career.
Goodbye, Gordon.
Carol Spinney had his right hand in the air operating Big Bird's mouth for 46 years until 2015, and then still provided his voice until last year. He based the Oscar the Grouch voice on a New York cabbie. Spinney said in a 2015 Associated Press interview he liked Big Bird better because he was like his kid, and Oscar was the guy who never liked him. While people around the world know Big Bird, Spinney said he could lead an anonymous life.
I've been described as the most unknown famous person in America.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And for more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.